Welcome to Trust Builders, the podcast where we have transformative conversations with company leaders as well as sales and marketing managers about growing your business by educating your customers and building trust. My name is Hannah Eisenberg and I am your host. Why is it that so many companies heavily invest in videos but almost see no impact on sales? Could it be that the types of videos they're producing, like brand stories, product demos, culture reels, are missing what buyers actually need to make a decision? In this podcast episode, I will talk to you about seven types of videos, known as the Selling Seven, that consistently build trust and drive real revenue. By the end of this episode, you will know exactly which type of videos belong in your strategy and why shifting from self-promotion to buyer education is the difference between wasted effort and tangible sales results. So before we go into the Selling Seven and why are they so powerful in driving tangible sales results, I want to talk with you about the five videos that I commonly see B2B companies produce and why they are falling short. So the first video that I see people do all the time, because marketers love them, are brand videos. So brand videos really focus on the company history, the mission, the values. Why they fail is not because the company history, mission, and values are not important, but because they're overly self-promotional. They don't address the customer pain point. They're not that interesting to someone if they're making a buyer decision leading to low engagement. So don't get me wrong. Talking about your mission and talking about your values, your core values as a company, is critical, because as I point out in the Trust Leader Framework and in my book, Lead with Trust, is that core values, or the integrity that we show, is a core component to building transactional trust, because it helps people to understand that we will act with moral standards. And later on, it will help deepen that trust and emotional trust, because we like to align ourselves with people who share our values. But that needs to be a proper separate video after your Selling Seven videos are done. And they shouldn't be self-promotional. They should be very, I don't want to say raw, but they need to be very trust building, right? Talking about the core values. So if it's just a brand video that is, look how great we are, and here's our company history, and this is what we've achieved, and it's all about us, then that is not the type of video you want to be investing in. The second one is product demos. Now, a lot of times when I tell people that, they're like, what do you mean? Like, product demo is the most important video that we produce. Well, the type of videos that people produce as product demos are actually focused on showcasing the features or certain capabilities. And while that is important to some degree, it doesn't help a person solve for a specific pain point. Now, you could flip that script and start with a pain point and show a buyer how you would solve that pain point doing a product demo. But that requires a true understanding of your customers' or buyers' problems. And a lot of B2B companies that I talk to don't have that deep enough understanding of what are the actual problems that a customer is trying to solve. So it's important, but do it from a problem-led perspective and try to make it in a way that they can discover how they would solve their specific problem rather than generic product demos. Corporate culture videos. Culture is incredibly important. In the Trust Leader Framework, culture and process is sort of the fulcrum your trust seesaw balances on. It's the core of your company's DNA. And if it's really well-defined, it is truly a game changer. However, the culture videos that people are producing, especially if they hire external agencies, it's very generic, very promotional, very shallow. Like, it's just, there's not really, any soul to it. So that is definitely on my list of hold off on that. That's a waste of effort right now. The fourth one is customer testimonials. Another one of those, what do you mean customer testimonials is not a selling seven video? Well, those customer testimonials that I talk about here are the type of videos that feature satisfied customers who quickly talk about their positive experience, but it doesn't feel authentic. It doesn't relate to the problem they were trying to solve. It often feels staged and just awkward. So I will show you one of the selling seven videos is actually a customer journey video, and I will show you a way how to make that more authentic and more trust building. And last but not least, event coverage. So event coverage, companies love, especially B2B, companies love to cover events in videos to capture a highlight from the company events, from trade shows, from conferences they went to. And while that is great as a social media, we are here, engage with us kind of thing, it's not a selling seven video. So if you're trying to drive revenue, that is not the way to go, because it generally lacks a clear call to action. Like, what are people supposed to do after they watched a video of you being at the event? And then it doesn't really provide value to potential customers. It just sort of is a way to engage, and that's fine. But if you're making videos to drive tangible revenue, that's not the one to make. All right, so now that we looked at the five that you shouldn't do, let's have a look at the selling seven videos that you should do. All right, let's start with probably one of my favorite selling seven videos that will show you immediate return on investment, a landing page video. A landing page, and I have to just throw this in here because I see people get this wrong all the time, or they have just a different understanding of what a landing page is. When I refer to a landing page in terms of landing page video, I mean a page you specifically drive traffic to with a form and a value proposition of the thing that they're doing. So meaning it solves one problem with one specific thing. Might be an ebook that they download. It might be a demo that they're scheduling. It might be an initial coaching call that they're setting up. Whatever that one thing is that they're supposed to do, there's no navigation. There's a very simple footer. There's a form, but there's not 5 million other pathways off the page. It literally, you drive all the traffic there, and then you have them fill out the form. That's the purpose of a landing page. That's the one at least I'm talking about here. Okay? So if you add a video to that landing page, it will drastically improve your conversion rate of that landing page. And that video should really be about what is the thing that you're getting, crystal clear. What is the thing? What would you get out of getting the thing? And then what happens if you fill out the form? What's the process? So, for example, if I schedule a demo with a software company, is someone going to call me to set up the appointment? Will I have a calendar where I can self-schedule my appointment in the next page? Am I going to get an email where I schedule? What is the process? What happens after we have the demo? Do I now get enrolled into a nurture sequence? Am I going to get spammed? I mean, there's so many reasons why I'm not filling out this form, because I'm scared what happens with my information. I don't want to be bothered. I just want the thing. I want to be clear on what it is. So a landing page video will increase the conversion rate of that landing page by taking that fear, worry, and concern away, addressing it head on, and telling someone crystal clear, why is it that you're downloading this or scheduling this? What are you getting out of it? What happens after you do? One of my favorite. And if you can do that today. And if you do that today, you will see a drastic increase in your conversion on that landing page. All right. The next video I want to talk about, because it also helps drive conversions and really helps drive tangible sales, is the 80% video. In an 80% video, you're addressing 80% of the most common questions that buyers have when buying your product or service. So The way you create such a video is you go to your salesperson and you tell them, I want you to write down the most frequently asked 10 or 12 questions that you get every single time, that literally every single buyer has to answer before they're able to make a decision on whether our product or service is the right fit for them or they should go forward and buy and purchase it. And then you answer that in an 80% video. And that literally send that out before every single demo, before you, if you're not a B2B company and you do house visits, maybe you're a roofing company, send that to them before you come and make it a requirement before sales engages with them on a one-to-one basis that they watched a video. Now, this video may be only 5 to 7 minutes long, and that's totally fine. It's a very short video compared to the value it produces and delivers, but it builds trust and it helps you pre-qualify leads by addressing those common questions first, right? So that is the next one I recommend a lot of times that people do because it is so powerful. Now, obviously, you will need product and service page videos. That is the video that sits on the top of a product or service page in the hero section or very, very high up there in the wireframe. And it will talk about your product or service from a buyer's perspective. So what are the problems that this product solves? How are you solving this? How are you addressing this in specific ways that maybe others aren't? Help them understand, again, what is the value? Help them visualize the value that they're getting with this and what that could look like. So very important. And this video could be just 3 minutes, but it's an intro video to your product or service sitting on that product or service page. All right. So another video I love is the bio video. A bio video is something I recommend when I work with my coaching clients for every customer-facing position, like a salesperson, a customer service person, if you have financial advisors, whatever it is that you have customer-facing, they should have a bio video. And a bio video is really just a 90 seconds to 2 minute video about what makes them, what is their role? First, they introduce themselves. Hey, my name is, I'm this and this role in this company. My day-to-day job looks like this. Here is what I help customers achieve or do. This is my experience. And then very, very briefly at the end, and when I'm not working, I do this, this and that. I have a family. I love my dog. We go on a beach, whatever it is. Super short, but it gives them not only a way to introduce themselves to the clients they will be working with, but it helps already have the buyer see them as a human they're interacting. And in the age of AI, it's truly important to be trying to be more human than anyone else is willing to do, as Marcus Sheridan always keeps saying. So we have to have a way there to inject that humanness, and a bio video is such a powerful way to do that. Want ongoing support as you put these ideas into practice? Join the Trust Leader community, a free space for business leaders who believe that transparency and trust are real competitive advantages. Get access to resources, monthly challenges, and live workshops. Find the link in the show notes and join us today. It's also a nice icebreaker. So you, before you have a demo or the first call with someone, just send them your bio video. Put it on your team page that everyone has their bio video and add it to your signature. So when someone has a meeting with you, they can watch your bio video before. It's just such a powerful way to show our humanness. And speaking of humanness, I said before that customer testimonial videos aren't working, and I'll show you a better way. Well, a customer journey video is a selling 7 video that is truly powerful because it tells the development of that story, right? So it's an interview style video. It's a bit more in depth. A lot of times is between 7 to even 15 minutes long, and it shows how the person that the customer who now is the hero of the story, they succeeded there at the end, but they start with the problem that they were facing. And just really describe, why did they choose this solution? How did that solution help them? And then now what does this new bright future look like? And as we're going through that journey, through that customer journey that someone took, another buyer can really truly empathize and feel understood and see themselves live through that same journey. So it's very powerful to do it that way. Well, number six is cost and price video. So cost and price video, I'm pausing because it is a truly powerful video. But that's when people always, they're good with everything else. But when it comes to cost and price video, there a lot of times go, whoa, we're not ready for that. But it is a truly powerful thing to do. In another video, I am explaining how you should cover pricing safely and effectively on your website. And those elements can be picked up here in those cost and price videos. So what you want to do is, instead of hiding your pricing, you want to address it head on in a transparent, completely honest, and unbiased way. And you want to explain in that pricing video what the value of your product or service is, what drives it up, what drives it down, what options or features impact the price, how are you comparing to your competition and overall market? Are you the highest option there is, or are you a budget option, and why? What's the ROI that people are usually saying? Is there a savings option? You know, and what does your price consist of? So if you are able to say what the thing is that, you know, what the cost is in dollars and cents, say it. If you can't, at least give them a ballpark range. So you can say, a company of this size will usually spend between X and Y to solve problem Z, whereas this company with this many employees will usually spend this. So you can give them a ballpark. And this video can be more in depth, like 5 to 8 minutes, but you truly go through all of the decision points someone needs to have, all of the information someone needs to have to make a good for them decision on whether this product is within their price range. They have a good understanding of what they can expect, even if it's not a concrete price yet. And they know how this price comes about. So it helps them get educated on value. Absolutely crucial. I even recommend to all of my coaching clients, when they send out a quote, to have the salesperson have a Loom video or a Vidyard video, like a one-on-one video, walking them through the quote and doing a one-on-one version of, okay, this is what the quote is, here are the fees, and walking them through the whole thing as a requirement of sending the quote. That's how important this is. Again, it helps us to be more human, and it helps us to be completely transparent. Now, and last but not least, claims we make videos. Claims we make videos are truly powerful, and not a lot of people do them, because they help us to address, as the video title says, the claims we make. We can't just go out there and say, we're the best in X, Y, and Z, or we are the whatever claims you make. In this video, you're backing it up. You're explaining why you're making that claim. How are you backing it up? What makes you say that? What does that mean for the customer? You're giving them insight, and you're making that claim much more believable, because now they understand why you're making a claim. Is it a verified claim? And it helps them to trust not only the message you're conveying, but also you as the messenger. So huge trust builder here. All right. So why do selling seven videos work? The term selling seven videos is a term coined by Marcus Sheridan in his book, The Visual Sale. And he uses that concept in the Endless Customers, and formerly known as the Ask You Answer system, to really drive sales through video. And they work so powerfully well because they primarily focus on building trust and showcase transparency. Those videos really build trust by providing valuable and transparent information. They impact the confidence a buyer has and their decision making. And they're really, because they're doing this in a face-to-face way, in a video way, they are truly powerful to build a personal connection. So that role of video giving us the ability to be truly authentic and be relatable is a very powerful way to help us drive sales. Now, examples of that, as I mentioned before, I get very excited about this, are bio videos or customer journey videos to really showcase our humanness, our authenticity, our relatability. They also have a huge educational value. So the emphasis here is not on brand or perception or making us out bigger than we are. The emphasis here really is building trust by educating the customer. So you're not trying to hard sell. You're really trying to educate first, helping them make them the right decisions for them. And if that is the right fit, great. That is awesome. And then they drive the right kind of sales. So they help nurture leads. They help buyers to see the value. And by doing so, you will stand out above everyone else. And then you're addressing customer concerns. So these videos are specifically designed to target and to tackle objections and build questions before they arise. And they reduce friction. They build a stronger case for choosing your product or service over someone else because you're creating those videos, because you're addressing those concerns, educating them, and then, of course, building trust. So I hope this encourages you to invest in the right kind of videos, even if you've been burned before and didn't see much engagement or sales from your video efforts. And I truly hope that by knowing now which videos you should include in your strategy, that you will take this. And I challenge you to go have a look at your videos, have a look at your current video strategy, and consider which of these Selling 7 videos you could be implementing and where you can build more trust using video, and especially the Selling 7 videos. Until next time, this is Hannah with Trust Leaders. Thank you for listening to Lead with Trust. If this episode helped you see how trust really shows up and made you think differently of how you can build trust in your business, share it with someone who needs to hear it. Because trust isn't built by accident, it is built on purpose.